Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends, a site that not only gives you his picks as money manager, but covers the ETF industry from A to Z. If you want to get more information, ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Pure Funds ISE Cybersecurity ETF, ticker symbol HACK.
Okay, it's HACK. H-A-C-K, the cybersecurity ETF. This is a really interesting fund that's been getting a lot of attention. Again, it's the Pure Funds ISE cybersecurity ETF, ticker symbol H-A-C-K, HACK. There's been a lot of news around this. There's two questions I have immediately. One, how much do we want to fall for news-driven stuff and what's making headlines? And two, how niche-y is this? Is there really enough in cybersecurity so that they're not filling this portfolio with the Googles of the world and going, well, here's a company affected by cybersecurity and able to give you a real benefit to the cybersecurity business?
Chuck, I think you and I are on the same page. When this first came out, I was scratching my head and asking, really? Do we really need this? And then as time's gone on, it's been amazing just since the ETF has launched how many data breaches we've seen. And just recently, with personal data from the U.S. government, I guess, affecting 4 million Americans who work for the government and their information coming out, along with all the information that was hacked with healthcare records at Anthem and Blue Cross. It's just been amazing to see how much cybersecurity is going to be part of our ecosystem going forward. So with that, you dig down deeper into the underlying index, and it's not as though there are one or two companies. There are many, many companies that make up the index, although 70% of the assets of those underlying securities are in the U.S. You've got other companies in Israel and the Netherlands and South Korea who are part of this index, which once you look at it, I think you kind of have to nod your head and realize this is part of our world today. And we're going to continue to be fighting cybersecurity, and that's going to continue to be an issue going forward. And in fact, some estimate that cybersecurity crime will cost $2 trillion a year by 2019, which is a pretty big number. And if that's in fact the case, it may be an asset class that we need to take a look at. But as it comes to ETFs and it comes to your portfolios, we can get too niche-y. This is not for the average investor. It's not for the average retiree. However, if you're looking to invest in areas that might have a little bit more of an aggressive upside, this is one of those trading opportunities that you could ride for a while. And as you and I always talk about, watch the trend, watch the 200-day moving average. This ETF is above its 200-day average, and I think you're safe to buy into it, but make sure you have a stop loss in place.
Obviously, this is a tilt. And when we talk about tilting in a certain direction, we're really talking about, you know, maybe up to 5 or even potentially 10% of your overall portfolio, but usually less than that. And we're making a tilt. But the cybersecurity things, they're tech stocks. So it could come from your tech allocation, or it could just come from a large cap allocation or a small cap allocation. How do you decide where the money's coming from?
Great question. So first of all, you have to define your objective. And if your objective is long-term asset allocation, this may not be what's right for you. However, if you look at trends, and as we speak, markets are negative so far year to date. We have many major indicators that are getting close to going below their long-term trend lines. Many ETFs you and I have talked about in the last couple of years, although they've made great advances, might be getting close to going below their trend lines. So if, in fact, you've been following those, you probably have some cash that's on the sidelines. If you're a trader and you're looking for opportunities, HACK is firmly above its 200-day moving average. As you've seen recent corrections in the market, it may have freed up capital for you that you can put in. Again, I wouldn't recommend for the serious investor to put more than 3 to 5% of your allocation there. And also, don't take out your retirement money to put into this ETF. It surely is a trend on a specific niche, but it's probably a trend that'll be in place for a while.
Again, 200-day moving average for sure, stop losses for sure. Tell somebody, how is the stop loss just set at the 200-day moving average, or do you set it at some other level?
No, I'd say to keep things simple for people, stay with the 200-day moving average. Most of the free software that's available on sites like ETF Trends have a 200-day moving average, and it's very, very easy for people. It doesn't cost you a lot of money to track it. And from that standpoint, the 200-day average has worked tremendously well for decades. No reason to trade or design a new trend line now. I think the 200-day average works fine.
And in this case, the 200-day average is being put on a fund that Tom says, something you want to be, you know, maybe nibbling at, but not necessarily for the average guy, for somebody who wants to try to play some of the trends and maybe see if they can't use that to get a little juice in their portfolio. It's the Pure Funds ISE Cybersecurity ETF, ticker symbol HACK. And I know, by the way, that ETF Trends had some interesting stuff on the fund on their website. So if you go to check out ETFtrends.com and look for ticker symbol HACK, you're going to find some interesting stuff beyond what we've discussed here. Tom, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information at ETFtrends.com. You can also follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends, and Tom is at Tom Life. All right, we're off to a great start on the June 11th edition of Money Life, so stick around. Buckle up, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.